As I said earlier, we're going to have a time of prayer now. And it's traditionally part of any service on a Sunday that we have prayers of intercession where we bring our personal needs to God. And we are going to do that. But then we will have a period of time where we do pray for our nation and for the challenges we face now. So let us bow our heads and pray to God. Father God, you have taught us that if we seek, we will find. If we knock on the door will be opened. Lord, we do bring before you all of our personal problems, the problems of ourselves, our families, our friends. Lord, we lay them all before you. We don't tell you what we want in return. We ask, Lord, that you do answer our prayer for help, our prayer for succor. Lord, we receive your gifts and we receive them gratefully. Lord, we know that we can come, two of us, with the same prayer and be answered in two completely different ways. Lord, we accept that. We accept that because we know that, like the Father in the parable, you would not give us something that was bad for us. Your love for us is too great. And so in a moment of silence, let us each lift up to God the thing that lays heaviest on our hearts. And we also bring before God the people who have asked us to hold them in long-term prayer, the people whose needs our Lord knows, but we name them now. Lord, we pray for John, for Kay, for Molly, for Irene, for Harrison, for Michael, for Lorna, for Pauline, for Jenny, for Daisy, for Glenn, and for Tammy. Lord, we lift these, your children, to you. You know their needs. We know that you will answer those needs. Amen. And so we do now, as a community, as a community which is part of a much larger community, I want us to bring before God now the crisis that our country faces. Lord, the past week has shown that the processes and institutions that we have created for our kingdom are dysfunctional and are not working. Lord, we see the nation we live in and we see the different cultural backgrounds, the different nationalities. And we rejoice in them, Lord, and we welcome them and we want to grow in that. Lord, we want to have a peaceful kingdom. Lord, we want to be part of your kingdom. And Lord, in the same way as Peter was chained to those walls, we see our politicians chained to ideas and positions and dogmas which they cannot break free of. And Lord, if I said to you what I wanted, it would be wrong. If any of us here tried to dictate to you how to answer this prayer, we would get it wrong. But you, Lord, can do miracles. You, Lord, can inspire people. You, Lord, can change people. And Lord, we need, on every side of this argument, on every side of this debate, we need to feel your presence. We need our leaders' hearts to be opened to know your presence. Lord, we just ask now that you do what only you can do. And that we do indeed work for the coming of your kingdom. Your kingdom in all its glory. And Lord, we lift these prayers to you in the name that is set above all names, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour.
Amen.
Amen.